I'm Lori London. International relief agencies expressing outrage and disgust at a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on Houthi rebels that killed at least 43 people Thursday in Yemen, many of them children. More than 60 people were wounded. One missile struck a bus taking children back from a summer school picnic. Television pictures from a hospital showed bloody-covered youngsters who seemed too stunned to even cry. Others writhed on the floor waiting for help. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says President Donald Trump's proposed Space Force is necessary to meet the emerging threats of this new battlefield.
And just as we've done in ages past, the United States of America, under his leadership, will meet the emerging threats on this new battlefield with American ingenuity and strength.
In June, Trump called for the creation of the Space Force, a new military branch that Trump said is needed to ensure U.S. dominance in space. The vice president said the administration wants the new force in operation by 2020. Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti was charged Thursday with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. He said, "We will keep fighting," as he arrived at a court in the capital of Harare. Biti was deported to Zimbabwe after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his request for asylum. The United Nations Refugee Agency released a statement saying it was gravely concerned about reports of Zambia's refusal to grant him amnesty in its decision to deport him, calling the action a serious violation of international law. And you are listening to VOA News. Two major wildfires, one that's the largest in